The 10th of March, Monday, the start of week 21 fantasy playoffs for a lot of us, those that are still active. 10 games down, two still going, but I thought I'd just get a quick show in now before my afternoon gets a little bit hectic. We'll talk about all the injuries. There were a couple tonight, a ton of streamers. Whether you were able to actually get them into your rosters, I don't know. But we'll talk about who was worth picking up, who wasn't, who has some value moving forward, everything you need to know for the fantasy playoffs. This is the Monday post-game show. Let's go balls deep. I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah. That's all that I need. That's all that I need, that's all that I need. Come on, brothers with me. Come on, brothers with me and my mama's healthy. Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume your fantasy basketball content. We are also part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. 10 games down, two still going, but I didn't want to wait for all 12 games. It's a little bit earlier. I've got some time, so let's do a show and let's dive straight into the first game of the night, which was a bit of a junk game between the Wizards and the Raptors. The Raptors get the win 119-104 for the Wizards. Usual suspects here, despite all the uncertainty. I mean, we know Chris Middleton, Marcus Smart are missing random games. Apart from that, guys have been pretty healthy. Bilal Coulibaly was forced from this game after only 8 minutes. Probably misses a couple of games. Why would they rush him back? Who benefits? Oh, look, God knows. Kispert played 22 minutes. AJ Johnson played 23. Champagne played 24. Tristan Vukcevic played 25. So interesting. Obviously, Rashawn Holmes has been playing as the backup slash starter with Alex Saar in and out of the lineup. I would love to see Vukcevic get a run here. Pretty good line from him, 15 and 7, two assists, one steal, one block in his 25 minutes. They can play him alongside Alex Saar, and they did. I don't know if this turns into anything, but I would keep an eye on Vukcevic. Obviously, Rashawn Holmes, we know exactly who he is, and that's not – he's not terrible, but he's not the player he once was. Keyshawn George had 13, 3, and 3, five blocks. He needs to be rostered. Jordan Poole, only 23 minutes here. This is probably just going to be a pattern moving forward. In a close game, maybe they play him a bit more. But a lot of the games, they'll probably just limit him. They'll limit everyone, to be honest. Bub Carrington, I know he's been playing a role, but he doesn't really interest me. I'd much rather Keyshawn George. I'd much rather Jordan Poole. Coulibaly was in that discussion. If he's going to miss any time, you just drop him and move on. But as I said, do keep an eye on Vukcevic. For the Raptors, no Jakob Poeltl in this one. So we had Orlando Robinson starting and favorable matchup. So he had 13, 11, and 4 with block. Sorry, I'm just taking the bandage off my knee. Oh, okay. Good to go now. Quickly returned 15, 6, and 6. Look, it's fine, I guess. It's not great. I think we hold him. He's missing games from time to time. They tend to be back-to-back, so just have a look at the schedule. Scotty Barnes, 14 and 13, shot the ball poorly, as did RJ Barrett, who had 14 and 10. But again, it's production. And at this time of the year, you take production anywhere you can find it. AJ Lawson had 32 points with 12 rebounds off the bench. Now, look, they were without, as I said, Jakob Poeltl. Chris Boucher remains out. Ogbaji is out. Grady Dick is out. Jonathan Mobo is out. Jacoby Walter is out. I don't think any of those players are coming back in the next couple of games. So if you want to have a look at AJ Lawson, why not? Sure. It's probably as big a chance as about 50 other players that we're looking at streaming. So, yeah, have a look at him. He's had a few flashes this season, as has Jacoby Walter. If he was playing, he would be interesting as well. Yeah, and I don't know. Colin Castleton, he's intriguing. He's only on a 10-day. Played the backup here with Poeltl out. 7 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists. He's done some stuff, but I'd still rather Orlando Robinson here, I think, if we were splitting hairs and picking one of the two. All right, next game of the night. The Lakers fall to the Nets. I know LeBron James, obviously, but still pretty embarrassing loss for the Lakers, if we're being honest. Doncic had 22, 12, and 12. Both he and Austin Reaves are going to have to do a lot more with no LeBron for a couple of weeks. So a good line from Luka. The shooting was just bad. Look, I know this was a really bad loss, but Luka and Austin Reaves went 11 of 40. So, yeah, your two primary scorers, ball handlers, go 11 of 40. That's, do your maths, it's basically 25%. That's not going to happen very often. So they will be better than this. They play the Bucks, I believe, tomorrow night. So, yeah, expect them both to be better. The counting stats were good, as they were for Austin Reaves. He had 17 points, 8 rebounds, 10 assists. He had a block. He was 10 of 11 from the line. So it was really just the shooting for both of these guys. Everything else was okay. Gabe Vincent got a start, 8 of 12, 24 points. Don't buy into this at all. He hadn't scored 20 points all season. I just did his player note. So I know that he hasn't scored 20 points all season. If you want to try and catch fire here, grab him, see what happens. Connect had 19 points. Look, I know they lost this game, but it is the Brooklyn bump. Production is usually pretty good. So Connect with his 19 points is, he's fine if you want to stream him in, but I wouldn't be prioritizing him. There are only 4 games, though, tomorrow. So keep that in mind. If you are, let me just double check that the Lakers do play, so I'm not giving you a bum steer. Oh, they don't play. Oh, no, it's the Pacers I was thinking of. I did the Pacers thing too. So, no, forget everything I just said about the Lakers playing tomorrow, because they do not play tomorrow. So, yes, don't worry about Gabe Vincent or Dalton Connect or Jared Vanderbilt. Jordan Goodwin, I mean, we're not holding him. I would keep an eye on him. I think he's better than Vincent. Vincent was just red hot here, so they kept him on. But I actually prefer Jordan Goodwin as a fantasy player, so do keep an eye on that. For the Nets, look, there's some consistency here with their rotation. Keon Johnson is pretty consistent. Tyrese Martin, Dayron Sharp, Jalen Wilson, Zaire Williams. Even Claxton has been consistent in terms of playing. Now, they do have 5 games this week. They play tomorrow against the Cavs. So who plays tomorrow? I would expect Cam Johnson to not play. D'Angelo Russell will probably not play. Claxton, I'm not sure. I said this before. A month ago, I would have said no, but he's basically played every game for the last month. So Claxton, I'm 50-50 on. Sharp will play. If Claxton doesn't play, make sure you have Sharp. If Claxton plays, then Sharp just remains that sort of stash guy. Clowney was pretty good in this one. 19 points, a steal and a block. He may not play because he's coming off an injury. But I do think Cam Thomas returns. So make sure he's not floating around. Make sure he wasn't dropped. Pick him up if you can. Trendon Watford could also play tomorrow. He could come back into the lineup after missing this one. So keep an eye on the injury report for tomorrow for the Nets. All right, game number 3. Hornets, a rare win over the Heat. It's a bad loss for the Heat. Coffee time. For the Hornets, LaMelo Ball returned. Mark Williams returned. LaMelo, very much like Austin Reaves and Luka Doncic, poor shooting, 5 of 21 from the field. But he ended with 15 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds, a steal, perfect from the line. So just a bad shooting night for him. 36 minutes is really nice. You just cross your fingers and hope that he plays as many games as possible. Mark Williams had 24 and 10 with two steals and a block. This is why you have to hold him despite all the uncertainty. Bridges was very good. Daquan Jeffries, two blocks and a steal, fine. I don't think I'd be prioritizing him at all. Nurkic, with Mark Williams back, Nurkic only played 10 minutes. He had 6 and 1. Just a streamer when Williams is out. I don't think they have a back-to-back this week, so fingers crossed Williams, LaMelo play, but we will see. Damian Ball was unavailable for this one. He will probably come back in for the next game, I think. For the Heat, pretty much full strength, and they lose to the Hornets. Not good. Bam had 23, 14, and 8. There is, of course, the Charlotte bump, much like the Brooklyn bump. They lost the game, but the production for a few of these guys was good. Bam was one of those. Wiggins had 19, 7, and 2 with a block. Khalil Ware struggled against Mark Williams. 2 points, 5 rebounds, a steal, and a block. He isn't someone we need to be holding. He's just not playing enough. Tyler Hero was fine. Davion Mitchell, the assists were down. He is really just an assists streamer. And then you've got Highsmith, Duncan Robinson, Terry Rozier, Jaime Jaquez. As I said, they were pretty healthy here, which limits all of those guys. Duncan Robinson is probably the, well, somewhat safest just because of his three-point floor. He gave you three threes in this one. Okay. Utah. They stuck it to the Celtics. Celtics were without a few players, to be fair, but Utah were also without a few players, as they always are. So we had no Lauri Markkanen. We had no Jordan Clarkson. We had no Keontae George in this one. So we had the return of John Collins. So if you streamed him in tonight, well done. 28 points, 10 rebounds, 2 steals. Probably won't play the next game, so you can move on. Kessler had 11 and 10 with 2 blocks. Not his best night, but just having him out there is good. Sexton had 16 and 13. Look, I think we know what's happening here with this rotation. Kessler will potentially miss the next game, as will John Collins, as will Colin Sexton. Keontae George will probably come back. Let me just check. They are not on the back-to-back. No, they do not play tomorrow. So, yeah, keep an eye on the injury report for their next game. Filipowski, with Kessler back, he only played 16 minutes. I would be holding him more often than not. He's playing 25 minutes plus. Sensabaugh had 22 points. I don't know if I'm prioritising Sensabaugh. I think we're going to get to a point where we do have to roster him. We're not quite there yet, though, I don't think. For the Celtics, like I said, they were without a few players here. So Sam Hauser started, Luke Kornet started. Hauser was very good in this one. 9 threes, 33 points. Both he and Pritchard are just those 3-point point or slash point sort of targets. I'd still rather Pritchard. His role is a little more consistent than Hauser. It took both Tatum and Horford being out here. Porzingis, he tweeted something today about his illness. I guess people were just wondering what's going on here. Why has he been out for so long? So he's dealing with a viral infection, and the Celtics have no need to rush him back, as we know. So expect him to maybe miss another couple of games, but he'll be back eventually. Until then, we run with Al Horford, who was out tonight, but he'll come back for the next game, I would assume. And that's really it. I'm not prioritising Jrue Holiday. He was okay in this one, but you don't need to go and add him. Are we there? We are. Philly and the Hawks. The Hawks, they get the win in the end, 132 to 123. We'll start with Philly. No Andre Drummond. He was out with an illness. Yabusele started at centre and actually played meaningful minutes. He didn't do anything in those meaningful minutes. 7 points, 4 assists. I don't think we need to hold him. He will have the occasional blow up, but it wasn't tonight and it's not happening very often. Justin Edwards had 6 points, steal and a block. Don't need to hold him. Jared Butler, No, look, we're probably not holding him at this stage. Quinton Grimes, obviously we are. Nick Nurse came out and talked about limiting his minutes, and then he played him 39 minutes in this one. 35 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, 1 block, 5 threes. So I think we need to roster Grimes. Do we need to roster Lonnie Walker? I'm not. Maybe. Tyrese Maxey was questionable for this one. That would indicate that he could come back in the next game. Kelly Oubre could also return. So that will limit Lonnie Walker, Justin Edwards, Ricky Council, Jeff Down. All those guys will take a couple of steps back. Council had 19 points in his 29 minutes. Jeff Doughton had 17 in 28. Purely streaming based on availability and that sort of thing. But let's talk about Adem Bona. Coming off career best game the night before. Only 23 minutes, but that's not terrible. 12 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block. Perfect from the line, perfect from the field. Rebounds would usually be more than this. I don't mind holding him because I just don't think they're going to prioritize Drummond. Yabusele, I think they've seen enough from him to know who he is, where he fits. So I think Bona, this might be his floor. He might be a 20-minute a night guy or 20-plus. So 20 is his floor, up to 30. So I don't mind taking a little bit of a flyer on him. For the Hawks, Trae Young missed a game. He'd been questionable, probable for like 2 months. This was a new injury. This was the quad injury that he suffered in the last game. He didn't play. Now, I'm hoping, as someone who rosters Trae Young, that this was simply a case of we are playing Philadelphia and they don't want to win. So hopefully Trae returns for the next game. With him out, we had Keaton Wallace started. He didn't do a lot. If you streamed him in, yeah, pretty disappointing. You can probably move on, especially if Trae returns. But Dyson Daniels, he was charged with doing a little bit more. And we got a little bit more, 25 points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 steals for him. Yeah, look, the 4 turnovers are a little bit higher than we normally see, but that's fine. Okongwu had 15, 5 and 3. Not his best game, but still clearly well ahead of Clint Capella in the rotation. Reece Shea had 22 points with 8 rebounds. Again, Trae will come back in and take usage away from him. So I'm not sold on him. Caris LeVert was also out in this one. Keep that in mind. Muhammad Gay had 14 points, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks, 1 steal in his 21 minutes. 21 minutes of Muhammad Gay is not enough for him to be a rosterable player. With no LeVert, with no Trae Young, Terrence Mann stepped up 19 points in his 33 minutes. I'm okay with not grabbing him. And George Niang had 18 points, 3 threes. Very, very up and down. Stream him in and just cross your fingers and hope you get a game like this and not a game like the last one, I believe, which was not good. All right, Phoenix continue to lose 120 to 118. Let's look at these Western Conference standings, shall we? So with Dallas getting the win tonight, Phoenix losing, Phoenix are actually now 2.5 games behind Dallas. And I still think they probably catch them, but it's getting close. And man, if Phoenix don't make the playoffs, what a disaster of a season. Durant was good. Booker was good. Tyus Jones started. He had 12 and 7 with a steal. Nick Richards had 10 and 12 in 20 minutes. He's just your very back-end center, streaming center. Manute Bol, God, what planet am I on? Bol, 17 minutes, 7 points and a block. I talk about this a lot. Remember when we were adding him and people were getting all nice and erect about him? Don't need to. He's not good. This is why he jumps from team to team and doesn't play a lot of minutes. He's not that good. Mason Plumlee outplayed him, 10 points, 8 rebounds, 1 steal. Royce O'Neal had 9 and not much else. It's sort of across the board, but very low volume. Grayson Allen had 2 threes. Not really targeting anyone there on that Phoenix roster outside of Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Beal when he's healthy, and as I said, Nick Richards if you need a back end center. For the Grizzlies, Jay Huff, the ghost of Jay Huff, he returns 14 points, 3 rebounds, 2 blocks. Look, if he was going to start and play 25 minutes, you would go and add him. But I don't think we need to, because Brandon Clark was out in this one. I think it was, I hope, because I picked him up in a couple of spots, that he doesn't miss too much time. Same goes for Zach Edey. So once they both come in, you don't need to worry about Jay Huff or Jalen Wells. Bane was pretty average in this one, but give him a pass. Morant, probably his best game in the last, 2 months. 29 points, 12 assists, a steal, 10 of 10 from the line. GG Jackson had 14 points with 2 steals in his 26 minutes. All we have to do is remember back to this time last year and what GG can do, what Scottie Pippen can do, what Vince Williams can do. They're just not going to get as many opportunities with the Grizzlies in the playoff hunt. But you will get games like this where they produce. So if you streamed him in, good. Don't need to hold him. Vince Williams will come back, and then talked about Zach Edey will come back. Santi Aldama will come back. Brandon Clark will come back. Luke Kennard will come back. Jaren Jackson will come back eventually. Not for a while, but there is a lot of mouths to feed in Memphis. Were they with a second team? Yeah. Okay. What am I doing? This one, Denver and the Thunder. Revenge for the Nuggets. 140-127 over the Thunder after the Thunder beat them yesterday, maybe? Very good win for the Nuggets. Nikola Jokic probably took it personally that they lost yesterday. 35 points, 18 rebounds, 8 assists, a steal and a block. Very good night for him, as it was for Jamal Murray. With no Aaron Gordon, Russell Westbrook started and had 16, 5 and 7 with a block. So we hold him until Gordon is back. We continue to hold Christian Brown, Michael Porter. Peyton Watson was pretty good in this one, but they just ran a really, really shallow rotation. This is basically a playoff game in terms of the rotation. They went 8 deep, and you bring in Aaron Gordon in there. And Julian Strouther will come back. He'll feature somewhere. But this is a good look at what their rotation is going to look like. I mean, it'll be beyond the fantasy playoffs, but just for the finals. For the Thunder. Oop, what happened there? There we go. Who do we want to start with? Let's start with Shea. Not his best game, still a very good game. Lou Dort went off, 26 points, 7 rebounds, 4 steals, 1 block. He actually had the best fantasy line of the night to this point, still 2 games going. No, I am not prioritizing Lou Dort. But asterisks here, Jalen Williams hurt his hip, only played 14 minutes, 12, 2, and 6. Keep this in mind. If Jalen Williams misses time, then we probably get Cason Wallace coming into the starting lineup, I would say. 12 and 8, 3 steals and a block in 29 minutes for Cason Wallace. So there was a period earlier in the season where we were rostering him. We may get back to that now if Jalen Williams misses time. So just keep an eye on his availability and results of any scans or anything that they do, and go and see if Wallace is available. Aaron Wiggins had 8 points. Look, he probably plays a little bit more with Williams not there, but I think I'd still rather Wallace. Caruso, no defensive stats, so he really didn't serve a purpose tonight. He did have 13 points, but that's not why you're rostering him. He could play a little bit more as well if Jalen Williams is out and Cason Wallace moves into the starting lineup. So just look for some shuffling there. Chet, pretty poor game from him. 8 points, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks. Working his way back, he will be better than this. Hartenstein had 20 points, 7 rebounds. No defensive stats, only 2 assists. So a weird line for Hartenstein, but obviously we roster both he and Chet. All right, the Magic. Another bad loss going down to the Rockets 97-84. There's really not much to talk about for the Magic. I mean, the box score is pretty depressing. Paolo and Franz are just doing everything. Beyond them, Cole Anthony, I guess, is still a hold. I don't think we need to roster anyone else. And no one really appeals to me in terms of streaming. Goga's not playing enough. Isaac's not playing enough. So I'm going to go to the Houston side because they were without Amen Thompson. They were without Fred VanVleet. Now, VanVleet is close. Thompson is, as we know, he's 2 weeks away. Tari Eason started 33 minutes. Production wasn't great. He's more efficient than this usually. So 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 6 points. Jabari Smith had a good one, 20 points, 7 rebounds. With Amen Thompson gone, you have to go and add Jabari Smith. Even Dylan Brooks is doing enough to be rostered, I think. And then if you look to their bench, Steven Adams, he is our rebounding streamer. They actually played him alongside Şengün in this one, which is curious. It gives them a very limited offensive arsenal playing those two guys together. I know Şengün can hit threes, and he hit one in this one, but he's not a stretch five by any means. So interesting, yeah. I think if you need rebounds and Adams is playing, you just roster him. But yeah, not a lot. All right, Pacers, they fall to the Bulls. Bad loss for the Pacers. This puts them back in the fifth spot. Detroit are very close. So yeah, look, I mean, there's sort of three teams battling for the fourth seed. And obviously that fourth seed ensures you a home playoff series. The Bucks, the Pacers, and the Pistons are all pretty much even at the moment. So it's going to be an interesting race to the fourth seed. But the Pacers, yeah, were without Tyrese Halliburton again, continues to miss time with his hip flexor injury. So Mathurin started. He had 30 points last night. I was actually going to stream him in. I can't remember what league it was. Anyway, there was a league he was available. I was going to stream him in. Must have been a shallow league. And I looked at him. I thought, hey, he had 30 last night. He's probably not going to do much tonight. Pretty glad I went with my gut on that one. 5 points for Mathurin. Now, you can stream him in. He will be better than 5 points. But he's not that consistent. Siakam was fine. There's actually not much here on the Pacers side either. Nembhard played 22 minutes. Look, there was one point in this game where Carlisle did he just pulled off five starters, put on five bench players. So we got Johnny Furphy playing 18 minutes in this one. Quentin Jackson played 14. TJ McConnell played, didn't play much, didn't play well. So I wouldn't really take anything away from this box score. That sounds better. But let's look at the Bulls. A little bit more here to talk about. We'll start with Josh Giddey, 29 points, 10 rebounds, 1 block. Looked very good, but injured his ankle towards the end of the game. So, yeah, look, let's expect some missed time here, which is unfortunate for Giddey. Trey Jones, look, it probably makes him a must-roster player. He didn't do a lot here, but he did have 8 assists, 8 points. He's not going to give you a ton, but he's playing enough, I think, to be rostered. Coby White was very good again. Buzelis, he's very up and down. I don't think you have to roster him. Coby White did him. Zach Collins. So he started 23 minutes, 7, 9, and 6 with a steal and block. So that's a good line. That's a 12-team line, absolutely. Vooch returned. He had 11 and 11 off the bench in his 24 minutes. He is obviously someone we are rostering as well. This is not going to stick. I wouldn't assume. I think Vooch will move back into the starting lineup. He will push probably to 30 minutes, maybe 31. But it does appear that Jalen Smith is just not in the rotation now. So if you have Collins, I would continue to hold him until he's down at sort of 15 to 17 minutes. Then he's probably a drop. If he's 20 plus, soft hold. Let's go with soft hold. Kevin Huerter had 13 points in his 34 minutes. He is someone else that I would look at if Josh Giddey misses time. He's played quite well for the Bulls. And Patrick Williams returned and did very, very little. That's what Patrick Williams does. How does this guy still have a job? I don't know. And let's end the Bulls talk there. Dallas, now, talked about them. It looks like they ran a shallow rotation here, but that is actually all of the active players they had. They only had 8 players available. But they still get the win over the San Antonio Spurs. Now, the Spurs don't really care that they lost this one. They're not really in the playoff race anymore. Good win for Dallas. They're, as I said, they're hovering. They're still in that 10th spot, and you just never know. They could get the 10th seed. They could play, well, at the moment it would be the Kings. In, what are we looking at? A month? 5 weeks? Something like that. Do they get Gafford back? Do they get Lively back? Kyrie's not coming back. We know that. But anyway, it'll be an interesting last month. Let's look at the box score. Najee Marshall, 23-5-3. Have to roster him. Have to roster Clay. Have to roster Max Christie. Although his production, I'm waiting for him to turn it around. I feel like he will at some point. 12-4-5 with a steal for him in 28 minutes. I'm holding him. It is in a deeper league, though. Standard league, he's pretty borderline. Dinwiddie finally did something, 28-7-6 in 37 minutes. This is what he can do. He just doesn't do it very often. But I think you roster him because Dante Exum, they're just not going to play him more than 25 minutes. So Dinwiddie will just be forced to play more. For the Spurs, let's adjust this one. Here we go. Okay, for the Spurs, Devin Vassell continues to play well. Didn't shoot the ball as well, but 24 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal. Gets it done. Barnes had 29 points. You just stream him, and when he cools off, you drop him. Same goes for Keldon Johnson, who had 28 points off the bench. Stream him, then drop him as required. De'Aaron Fox, pretty bad night for him, 14-8. We're holding him. He's playing in every game at this point, so we just do continue to hold. Chris Paul had 9 assists and a steal. Just doesn't want to shoot the ball at this point. I don't really blame him. You hold him if you need those assists and those steals. Stephon Castle cooled off a little bit in this one. 14-5-6 with 2 steals is still good, and he is playing enough to be rostered. Beyond those guys, no thanks. Have we got any more games? No, Toronto was the first game, wasn't it? It was. And have we finished any other games? Or we could do this one. All right. Let me, just while I shuffle things around here, let's bring up this game because it's almost done. All right. Portland. Oh, this is so weird. What have they, how do they set this up now with the Yahoo changing all their stuff? With, oh, here are their box scores down here. Okay. So this game hasn't finished yet. As you can see, names still highlighted in black. Denny Avdija played. He was questionable. I'm glad he played. 34 points, 16 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals. No Jeremy Grant. He's played his one game for March, so I don't know when we'll see him again. Simons was good in this one. We got a good Donovan Klingon game, despite the fact that they are playing the Warriors, who don't really have a center. We got 32 minutes of Klingon. 15 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 blocks. He's fine to hold. This is what he can do. We also know how bad he can be. Sharp, he was very good there for a while. This is the Shaedon Sharpe experience. If you want to hold through these downs and wait for the ups, that's fine. Kamara has been offensively very quiet of late, which isn't altogether surprising given how well he was playing. 7 points, but 4 steals and a block. That defense sort of holds his value. Only 1 rebound too. He's a better rebounder than that. So, yeah, I'm still sort of holding him, I think. Scoot Henderson, 12 points with 4 assists. He is very borderline as well. For the Warriors, it's the bench. We got a Buddy Hield game, 6 threes. Again, don't go and prioritize Buddy Hield, but do stream him in if you need to. Gary Payton, 26 points. That's about a month's worth of offensive production for him. He had a steal and a block, 28 minutes. This won't happen again at all this season. Well, not for a while. Whoa, what happened there? Oh, did the game finish? The game must have finished. Let's have a look. The game did finish, yes. So the Warriors do get the win, 130 to 120. Let's just finish up the Warriors side of things. So Curry, 24 points, 4 assists, 2 steals, fine. Quinton Post, 11, 7 and 2, 4 blocks. He seems to be the center they're going with for whatever reason. If you want to take a flyer, if you just need a center, you can give him a look. He's firmly ahead of Kevon Looney and Trayce Jackson-Davis and those guys. Draymond had 7 assists, 4 rebounds, 4 steals. We know exactly who he is and what he does. And that last game, the Knicks and the Kings still going, so I won't really talk about that one. The Knicks are currently leading by 21 over the Sacramento Kings midway through the third quarter. Let's get to some quick questions, and then I can go and start my afternoon. All right. Is this just a general question about life from Steve? If I have a bye this week, what should I do? It is a good question. What do you do when you don't have fantasy basketball? Is this in relation to a player or a team or just in life? I don't know. Go and watch. Because of my knee and I'm stuck at home for months, I got an Apple TV subscription. So I'm currently watching Ted Lasso, which I know has been going for a few years. I'm really enjoying it, which isn't surprising given it's a sports thing and it's a comedy thing. Go and watch a TV show if you've got nothing else to do. Carl, what's my rest of season outlook on Drummond and Davion? Planning to drop one to stream Hardaway Home Smart since I've got lots of day-to-day guys. Drummond, I don't think you need to hold Drummond. Davion, if you need assists, I would hold him because the Heat are still pushing for a play-in, play-off, wherever they sit. And they don't have a point guard. So he has played like 30-plus minutes forever. So I would be holding him, but only if you need assists. He is basically one category. He's not bad in steals, but he's not great. Lone Dez, are we dropping Ware for Clowney? I'm okay with that. But like I said, I do think Clowney might miss tomorrow because he's coming off an injury. So I think if they were both playing the same amount of games, yeah. Clowney's availability is going to be a little bit spotty, I think, for me. Londez also lost J-Dub and Giddy today. I hope both of their injuries aren't long-term. Yeah, the ankle, you never know. Jalen Williams also, yeah, I don't know. I hope the Jalen Williams one isn't, because if it is, that means I've lost him and Amen Thompson in basically consecutive days, which hurts. Chill Guy, how do we approach a playoff matchup where your opponent has similar punts? It is hard to do. Look, you can do a bit of research. I'm actually about to write an article for Yahoo talking about some strategies heading into your playoffs, and one of them will be around this kind of thing. Go and have a look at previous matchups with this team. So if you've played this team earlier in the season, have a look at, because I'm assuming their punt would have been similar then. Have a look at what the score was. Did you win? Did you lose? What categories? Who was out? Who was in? So spend a little bit of time looking at that sort of thing. Have a look at standings. So while their punt might be the same, go and check where you both sit for the season in terms of assists, because you both might be punting assists, but you might be sitting 7th and he might be 12th. So streaming Davion Mitchell, who will get you 30 assists for the week, and that's probably enough to get you over the hump. So there's little things you can do. Is BC a drop? Brandon Clark, I'm assuming. Look, if the injury sticks, I think he is, but I'd hold him just to see if this was precautionary, because he is going to play. He is going to play, yeah. Shining Knight, you did still get this show. Thoughts on dropping Zach Collins for Meesey? Well, should I use a sixth priority waiver on Filipowski? Filipowski's who I'd rather there if we're looking in like 2 weeks. Right now, I'd be okay with Misi over Collins. Collins is, he was down to whatever today, 23, 24 minutes. That's only going to continue to go down unless they're going to rest Vooch for some games. That's in the back of my mind. They might just play Vooch 2 out of every 3 games or something here. And they could limit, I mean, this minutes restriction, maybe they sit on a minutes. I mean, they won by whatever they won by tonight. So, yeah, look, it's, I think you can make a case for all three of these guys. If you're locked in first place, which you've said you are you dropped Filipowski for Collins and then Vooch decided to play? Isn't it a nice problem to have when you've got too many healthy players? Look, I mean, Collins, you'll be able to drop him because he won't play in the next game, surely. Yeah, look, I think, as I said, I think in 2 weeks you're probably looking at Filipowski because I don't know if they're going to shut Kessler down here, but Misi is starting, but it sort of depends if Zion's playing, the production's up and down. Misi is really just blocks, though. That's it. Collins at least gets you some rebounds and can hit threes, as can Filipowski. So they're a little bit more versatile. The paces are weird. Yes. Dyson Daniels is a legend. Yes. Gee, you got Dyson off waivers. Wow. Oh, and Steve is going to watch Ted Lasso. Yeah, it is very good. Half hour episodes. Easy watch. Shining Knight agrees. Go and watch it. Do we just pray? Yeah. Look, do keep an eye on things. If you have got a buy this week, have a look at matchups and you can prep. If you've got a matchup next week, you can get an idea of who you're probably going to play. How do you match up with them? Remember, just because you're not playing, you can still make waiver moves. So you could structure your team for your playoff, for your matchup next week. If you can get an idea of who you're probably going to play, and obviously it'll be one of two teams, do a bit of prep work. Do some ads this week. Make some ads if you need to. Shift some injury guys around. Yeah, you can still be doing stuff. Gibbo missed it, but was Jalen Smith a healthy DNP? He was, yes. Weird. Who's the better Clippers back-to-back stream, Derek Jones Jr. or Batum? Per game, it's Derek Jones, but he's coming off an injury. So does he play both games? Or does Batum play both games, I suppose? So I'll go Derek Jones there. Oh, Shining Knight. Playoffs are in 2 weeks, so Filipowski it is. Is it worth it to use the waiver? I think so. Yeah, I'm okay with that. Dropped Klingon to activate Ware and Klingon played well. He did. Look, yeah, it's hit or miss with Klingon. It's hit or miss with Ware. With Misi, all of those guys are hit or miss. So you win some, you lose some. All right. That's it. We got through all the games. It's 3:30 my time, so I've still got time to do stuff. Quick show tomorrow, only 4 games. That'll be a nice one. I will be back. Please go and find us and download us and like us. I know the season is wrapping up, but we've got some pretty exciting stuff for next season already in the works. Monkey's hurt. Let's go to my news here. It's not really breaking news, is it? Nothing on there. Sorry, I will be getting out of here. I'm just going to check, see if I can see what happened to... Sounds like some Knicks guys are playing well. All right, nothing there. Let me have a look. Malik Monk headed to the locker room. Doesn't say what happened. No, can't see what happened with Malik Monk. Yeah, So Malik Monk had a toe injury, I'm pretty sure it was, came back tonight. Seemed quick to me. I don't know whether this is the toe injury or a new injury. I can't really see much about it. Anyway, I dropped Monk and then they said, oh, he's coming back. I thought, damn it. But, yeah, maybe I was right to think that he should have taken longer off. I don't know. All right. Thank you for that, Ricardo. So, yes, some exciting stuff for next season coming up with Old Man Squad and all sorts of things. So, yeah, we'll start tweeting about it. We'll start promoting that. But shows will continue for now. Like I said, next week there might be a few days where I don't do a show after my surgery. It will just depend. But generally speaking, we will be trying to bang out a daily show. There will be definitely one tomorrow. It'll be a quick one. Go and do all the stuff that I always ask. That would be very appreciated. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep Postgame Show. Until next time. Catch ya.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.